And I couldn't do shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, okay. That got it, though. I can't. I got no motherfucking music on the show. Ain't this a bitch? Look at all this shit. Yeah, I got my little, you know, I got shit popping now, though. You know what I'm saying? I got my radio show network up and running. You know what I'm saying? And, motherfucker. We got music provided by the outside, goddammit. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Why you ain't getting that feed from that shit, though?
That I could, and make sure that every word was determined, but no ambiguity,
in no words, right? So you have to understand it exactly how he said it, right? He said, I understand why you just did that. Because normally, when you say something a certain way, first somebody thinks you're fucking with him, right? He's like, well, now you said it like that, I feel like a real fucking dummy. I say you just feel like that most of the time. Hey, he looked at me and said, you asshole. But that's how
we do it. Hey, too hurt, bitch. You know what I mean? You hurt like a motherfucker, but it's what? It's a fucking thing.
Let me go grab. I got
some. I'm like, that shit's killing me. I'm going to take this motherfucker back to the club. The dog was super after 12 o'clock. He's fucked up. Yeah, he's got a regular. I got the time. Okay, this is out of that. Yeah, all right, people, check this out. Wednesday, Wednesday, live for Trey, folks. It's your boy, Cap Smells So Good, live on Regular Game Radio. Shout out to my homeboy, Loopy Ball. I see y'all in the chat room doing real big. We also streaming live, www.trylateralradio.com. Make sure you go and check us out. Music is provided by I don't know who the fuck, but it's in the background. And shout out to my homeboy, Chef Ray. We out here chilling. We doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? Posing a couple of questions. Matter of fact, I got to turn the music down just to get off of these questions. All right. Today's conversation is all about, have you ever smoked in public? As I look around to my surroundings, you ever been with a friend or loved one that fires up at any time they feel and end it well? I'll get into that. Where's the craziest place you ever put it in the air? Ever been to a smoke fest? Which I know a couple of people have. And we got a lot of questions you want to answer with so little time. So if you're having a hard time listening to the show or getting into the chat room, or you want unrestricted chat abilities, just go to www.trilateralradio.com and click on the Listen Live button, and you can stream us. You can hear the show streaming live. Right there. Let me beam in. Well, Andrew.
Happy Wednesday. We stay Wednesday, puff puff.
Hey, happy 420 to you, baby. What's happening?
Just getting over the hump here. That's all.
Yeah, it is. God damn, I mean, just a couple of little.
Yeah.
Just a little. Ooh, you can taste the.
Yeah.
You can taste the rainbow.
You
can taste the rainbow. Stop out the motherfucking Chef Ray out here with the goddamn shake. The shake is damn. Shake is damn good, people. I ain't, I'm telling you. Yeah, it was a good shake.
I got it on the low.
Damn.
Ray always looking for a deal.
Damn. Hey, Miss Heffernan, did you hear my question?
Yes, I did. Where's the I'm trying to think, where have I smoked?
In public. Sure. Have you ever smoked in public? Like public. In front of people.
Yeah, I have, at a bus stop when I was real young, I used to light up wherever when I was young.
Damn, how long you been smoking weed?
Oh, you don't want to go there.
No. It's off the chart. Right?
I'll tell you this. My babysitter started me on it at age 9.
At 9?
At 9 years of age. She gave me a puff and that was it. Actually, she gave me a joint to smoke.
No, well, I ain't going to trip like that, because when I was 5 years old, my godmother, you know what I'm saying, when you used to come into the living room, that's off limits when adults, are doing their thing. You're supposed to keep your ass in the room.
Yeah.
So we fucked around. I come into the living room, you got fire back up. One thing I don't like about that green blood, that bitch.
I like the
it's a conversation blood. Yeah, because
yeah,
you keep talking, don't worry. That bitch going to go out. That bitch going to go out. It's a courtesy blood. Now, so I fucked around and I walled my little big head ass into the living room. And my godmother said, come here, boy, because I wasn't supposed to be in there. Come here, boy. They're in there smoking. Smoking their little joints and shit. So she butt around and bring me close. She hit the joint real good, you know what I'm saying? And then she just gummed me down right in my face.
God, man.
Hold down a little bit. I'm like, God damn, you can't do it like that. Fuck around. Oh, no, you straight. I'm going to say I'm going to be all up and down. Yeah, I smoke. Police know I smoke. It's Buckhorn better know I smoke. You know what I'm saying? That's the damn
thing.
Yeah.
Y'all want to try this at home, people, not at that age.
Yeah, we do smoke in public, people. This is a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Trey Fo, Live, Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying?
Brown cigarette.
Mm. That's it. Hey, well, here's the other question. You ever been with a friend or a loved one that fired up at any time they felt or anywhere?
Well, yeah. But not like, I mean, they're not going to be sitting out in front of a police station firing it up, I'll tell you that.
Well, what about you?
Yeah, I done smoked on the bus.
I was going to put that question out, though. But I was like,
what?
I was like, no.
What are talking about now? Sorry.
Damn. I ain't never smoked on the bus.
Oh my God, oh my God. People used to smoke on the bus all the time when I was growing up. Are you kidding? Sit in the back, open the casino, right, and puff away. Back, you could get away with it, but not today.
What problem now, though?
Man, I don't, you know.
We need to be in the Netherlands, you know? Sorry.
Right, I mean, I smash it, like, if I need some money or something.
Damn.
I really don't like how to say that.
That's deep. Yeah, that's deep.
Like, if I need some money, I'm in school still. Well, my hustle is insane. You know, I make money fixing people's cars and shit like that. When I don't have no money and I'm broke, I fuck her and she give me $100 or a couple hundred dollars.
Damn.
Other than that, I really don't fuck with her. I let her fuck with her other
nigga. Damn. Oh, she got another nigga?
She only had one chance, break bad. Even if she don't, nigga, in my eyes, she still do, so it exists.
Damn.
Even if it's fictional, it exists to me.
Damn.
So it is.
Well, I was going to say this, that the crazy, where's the craziest place have you ever put it in the hell, but y'all motherfuckers talk about the damn city bus, so God damn.
That ain't nothing.
Me personally, when I was getting over, when I was over in Germany, I was about to get kicked out for smoking weed. My last days, I spent the whole last week. I was they had these little cigars called Prince Albert. You ever seen them? The little cherry, the little cherry kind. I took all the fucking tobacco. It looked like a black mile. I took all the tobacco out that bitch, peeled that motherfucker, a whole fit five pack with nothing but weed in that bitch. Walking around post like that, you know what I'm saying? Now, hold on.
Last contact here.
Yeah, my bad. I had to click over real quick.
Ow.
Talk to yourself, I know.
Growing up, when I was in junior high, we could smoke across the street, you know, cigarettes from the school. It was just a walk across the street. We used to smoke joints all day long.
I'm talking about, I'm smoking on post around personnel. I'm talking about walking by captains and shit. Blowing
yeah.
it in there. By security, putting it in there. I was on a straight fuck you mission, and you better not fuck with me or you're going to get fucked up. And that was my whole mentality. So, but ain't nobody bother with me. There ain't nobody say nothing to me. And shit, I ain't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
They need to just legalize it. I'm getting tired of this madness. I mean, why is the plant so bad?
Yeah, but why the hell? That's like saying, why the hell are you getting a fucking seatbelt ticket? And these stupid motherfuckers, who is most dangerous, is the motorcyclists, and they don't require no helmet, no nothing.
Oh, you gotta have a helmet here. They don't play that. There was a guy who just died last night riding a motorcycle here. He died last night, and he wasn't wearing a helmet.
Not in Florida. Well, fuck, heal yourself. Go out there and buy that fucking Crocs Rocket. Drive that bitch 130 And with no fucking help, you know what I'm saying?
That's real, though.
That's real.
That's how America is, though, doing the fuck you want to do.
That's living life on the edge, people.
See, see, in Washington, so this is Seattle, Washington. Hey, you got to have a help.
Up there in Tacoma.
Oh, oh, okay. Shout out to Tacoma. Tacoma, Washington.
Tacoma, yeah, that's just minutes away. City sister.
Yeah, she said they got to wear on everything. Nobody,
yeah,
you want to try.
Just wear a helmet, riding a bike. Come on now. Just riding a bicycle.
Yeah. Coming on riding a bike down here if you're a kid.
Oh,
but now
yeah,
you're adult.
Yeah, not adult. But then down here, you got to have
a everyone, bike. Adults have to wear helmets. Riding a bike, motorcycle, don't matter. You got to wear a helmet. It's the law.
No, oh, fuck all that shit. I mean, like,
you
all
can
right,
save
the other
your
one,
life.
You ever been to a smoke fest?
Well, or yeah, I mean, they have one every year, you know.
Oh,
hemp, the
well,
hemp festival. The hemp
that.
Festival.
I created the first true. I know I did the first smoke fest in Tampa, Florida, and that was for 420 when I threw my 420 party. That was a
yeah.
fucking smoke
yeah.
fest. I showed them how to do a fucking smoke fest. Free weed, free blunt. This that's a fucking smoke fest. Free food. All you got to do is goddamn pay your way to get the fuck in, and you gonna
right.
get the fuck out. I had my uncle passed out. You know what I'm saying? My first 420 part out, I did. He came in that bitch. I had the electric, yeah, you ain't never seen that. I had a little plastic machine about this big, and had a little pipe, a little tube sticking off of it.
Okay.
I called that bitch the shotgun. It had a little bowl on the top of it.
Okay.
So you're supposed to put the bowl, it's electric though. You cut that bitch on and it shotgun.
Yeah, okay. It burned that shit instantly. Just
man, around. You know me. I took the bowl, unscrewed the bowl off the top, put a blunt in that bitch. Oh, man. I mean, I had motherfuckers gagging. Cause
no way, man.
You know, whoo. I mean, hit you like.
Yeah.
So bitches ain't expecting it. So they already breathing in.
Okay.
And you hit it. Oh, man. I had my uncle. He was sitting on the bar stool. Next thing you know, I turned around and went to go, you know, let a couple other people hit out here. Bam! I turn around, I don't see the motherfucking leg stretched out on the ground. Looking like the goddamn Wizard of Oz and shit, the fucking Wicked Witch. And that's all you see is a fucking
witch.
Oh, straight up in it. I walk back, this motherfucker sitting on the ground laughing his ass off. Had it a bitch laughing his ass off, though. You know what I'm saying? He went, you lie. He ain't heard himself. But that motherfucker fell off the bar stool. Boy, that shit, that was funny.
Okay, there's nothing better than your first time smoking weed. That first high, I'll never forget that one.
I'll be right back.
I couldn't stop laughing, and I was 9, okay?
Well,
I was hysterically laughing.
Yeah, that was an invention for me, boy. That was the biggest. I tried to duplicate it, but you know what I'm saying? You can't never do it like the first time.
You can't
do it like the first time.
One
you know
time, that's it. The first time, that's it. You can't you can't recapture that one. It's
like
having
the first time, you know? Yeah. Like your first time.
Never go back to being a virgin.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Apparently you can. What's that?
Yeah, well, I ain't never been to a German, you know, beer fest, smoke fest type deal. I ain't never, you know, with everybody outside. But, I mean, I done had my whole smoke fest right here on Trade Folk. And I done had this entire quarter acre lot filled with nothing but smoke in the air, goddammit. I mean, haze, when you talk about the entire lot, I mean, every single
floating
person.
Floating on cloud 9.
Huh?
Floating on cloud 9. You know, the room's so full of smoke, you're floating on cloud 9, you know?
You was on cloud 18, shit. We was doubled up.
In the heavens. Let's just call it the heavens.
Yeah, it was crazy because it was like, I fired up. You know what I'm saying? I passed it around, then my homeboy fired up. And then John knew she pulled up. She fired up. Then next thing you know, I mean, it's like 20 fucking cars pulled up. Every single person in every single car fired a fucking blunt up. And we had motherfucking blunts just going around, continuously. You talking about 20 cars, you know what I'm saying, on a half-acre lot, and every single car that had people in that bitch, including the people that were walking up, put that shit in there. Man, believe it. still a good day. Needless to say. Shout out to all my peoples over there checking us out live on www.trilateralradio.com. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. We're streaming live. Click on the Listen Live player. Scroll down to the bottom underneath the chat room. If you don't see the player started, you know what I'm saying? Just click the play button again, and you can participate in the chat. You can hear the show, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And it's going down right there live off the site, www.trilateralradio.com. The site on the internet, people, and we ain't even got fired up yet, you know what I'm saying? And we got a host of shows, you know what I'm saying, featuring yours truly, Reckling Game Radio, followed by 186.0 Deuce, worldwide radio show, including Mrs. Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying, giving y'all some tech knowledge, and also Mr. Sandy Baby Powder, President J, you know what I'm saying, slapping you motherfuckers in the face with Baby Powder. Pow! Pow! Oh. But
he had a good show on last night.
What happened?
He had a good show on last night.
Oh, that Sandy Baby Powder?
Yep.
Oh, that's what's up. Big ups to him. Big ups to him. Big ups to Goofy Bowl moving to a new radio station, too. Y'all can catch him out in a lot of different places, you know. And it don't really matter where you're going to catch him at, because it's all going to link right back up to Trilateral Radio anyway. But, you know, as soon as he get his show up and running, we'll have full details. It's coming up, you know what I'm saying? Check them out. I forgot the name of the radio network. Type it in.
I don't remember it, but we got WW what going on here?
You know that. Trilateralradio.com.
That's what we're talking about. That's right.
Trilateralradio.com. Hottest fucking independent music. Hottest independent shows. You know, but now if you're looking for some paranormal type shit, I know we got some paranormal fools out there, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to International Smokers Representative, Mr. Sayana. And, doing it real big. See, I'm going over there to PSN-radio.com. PSN-radio.com. It's going down real big. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Going down real big. That's for your paranormal type shit, you know? Yeah. Shouts out to the Jackal. But I'm going to be doing shows over there, too, people. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy, man. Because once we get Trilateral up, then I can go ahead and, you know, do a show over there. But then everything is still listened to right off of Trilateral Radio. It's going to be crazy, uh-huh. People. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. You're going to be stuck like motherfucking Chuck. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, shout out to the summer code.
You ever get busted smoking weed? You ever get busted smoking weed? You ever get in trouble? You ever get caught? You know?
It happened many times. You have to look at my record. You know what I'm saying? My first felony. My first felony,
uh-oh.
I had a. What?
Nothing. You got to tell the truth. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Tell the truth, say the devil. All I have on my record is weed-related charges. Petty, dumbass, weed-related charges. You know what I'm saying? Pull over. And my ass was really smoking. You know what I'm saying? I'll be riding and smoking. Hey, they'll catch the blood. I put it out, but then they'll, you know, of course, a cloud of smoke come out of the motherfucking car. You know. But I got caught plenty of times smoking. Yeah. The police done pulled up on me. Smoking, but on my lot right here several times. But I ain't never went to jail. I ain't never went to jail for it now. They, you know, I put the bitch out. They smell it, but they don't tell it. Goddamn it, they keep the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good thing.
They gotta go through paperwork and all that. This private fucking property. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about you motherfucker just lollygagging up here on some bullshit. You gonna come up here on something legit. You know what I'm saying? Not on no humbug bullshit. And I done faced that 11 motherfucking times. And 11 times later, you know, shit, I'm still here. I'm still here. Hey, hold on a second. Hold on.
What you talking about, Willis? Hold on. Dead air? Give me a break. So head on over to www.chinaticmedia.com.
Yeah, we got to get something all smooth and sexy, man, so we can run a little promo. We need some promos, people.
Hello. What you talking about?
Dealing with the blues.
Yeah, but
I was going to say fuck with the blues, so hell yeah.
LittleRichard.com, people.
Yeah, it's going now. So y'all check out
www.chinaticmedia.com.
Check it out. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you some crazy weed-related news. And don't forget, go to YouTube.com, man. Check out YouTube.com/DJ Smell So Good. YouTube.com/JohnNew2011. YouTube.com/TLC Radio. YouTube.com/shit. I don't know. Goddamn, just go to YouTube or Google fucking DJ Smell So Good for further info.
You also go on Facebook, too, as well, and find you there.
Are you a tweeter?
I don't tweet either.
When I first got on there, I was like, why the fuck do I have to tweet when if I type something in Facebook, the shit automatically tweets it in the goddamn way?
Exactly.
So why the hell am I going to Twitter when everything else is linked up to the Twitter and it's tweeting the shit anyway? I mean, once you connect it to most sites now, everything is already connected to Twitter. So it's already tweeting the shit any fucking way. You know, hell no. Nah. Yeah,
do you have the chat room up? Do you have the chat room up in BTR?
I've been trying to get in, but.
Yeah, it's in both of them. Miss Computer Lady.
I've been trying to get in on both of them, and I can't get on either one.
You talking about Trilateral Radio?
Both of them, but it must be my computer. It's extremely slow right now. I've been trying to get on since 9 o'clock, since the show started. My time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my computer. I need to clean it.
Oh. Well, we got 90 seconds. I know we have. God, that went fast. It's going down, people. Make sure y'all check us out live each and every day right here on www.trilateralradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Streaming live. Click on the listen live button. And then, and get ready to listen to a great show.
So what's the weed news you got for us? You got news on some weed, what? Huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Nutty weed news. I'm looking for the weed news.
Is there anybody in the chat room?
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, shout out to Mr. Goofy.
Yeah.
And Goof and Bone. Yeah, that's real. Google Ball has been 186 points deuce on your worldwide radio show. And Miss Computer Lady, you can check her out at blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. It's going down real big. And also blogtalkradio.com/SETI J. And it was a great show, all linked up with the Trilateral Radio Commission Network. Shout out to my international smoker representative, Mr. Zion Nye. And everybody over there in the Netherlands doing it real big. We worldwide, you know what I'm saying? Worldwide, taking it all the way to Seattle, Washington.
Right.
Real big. And with the co-hosts, with the
around the world.
And we are around the world. And I mean the world. It's going
something
in.
Something like that.
Well, guess what?
You're in the VIP hour.
This is out of Seattle Times. I don't know if you heard about this. Legislative hearing is scheduled for Wednesday on a new proposal to allow nonprofit medical marijuana dispensaries and reviving an idea that just seemed weeks ago to be dead. The new bill, SB 5955, narrows the scope of landmark medical marijuana reform vetoed by Governor Chris Gregoire. Okay, there you go. On April 29th, the new bill would create the state's first medical marijuana patient registry and decriminalize nonprofit patient collectives and allow them to grow up to 99 plants.
There you go. That's the law here, people.
If I can grow 99 goddamn plants,
Well, Florida say you can't.
Because we too agriculturally sound, you know what I'm saying?
You got some orange groves over there.
Thank you. We are too agriculturally sound. We would become the weed capital of the fucking world. You got to think about it.
Oh, my God. All that sunshine, year-round? Give me a break.
Year-round. You feel me? Year-round.
Wow.
Come on, man. You know what time it is. You know what time it is. We'll be y'all suppliers. You know me, if I could ever get into the game, I'll have some crossbreeded shit, some cryptochronic copper light.
Sometimes you got to be creative and be a little bit more technologically advanced to the next man.
Get outside
and
the box.
Sometimes, if you do get outside
you
the
get
box,
outside
you
the box.
Make your own motherfucking box. You feel
I'm
me?
Coming through.
When you make your own
this.
Box, the box can be pretty goddamn big. You feel me? Look at that.
Oh.
And that's coming from a devil.
Someone told me, so I heard a trick that you can do if you have plants that are growing outdoors and keep them flying overhead. If you put Christmas tree bulbs, red ones on them, hang them on it, it looks like tomatoes, tomato plants from the air. Hang tomatoes, hang Christmas bulbs, red ones. On your plants, your weed plants, to make it look like tomato plants from afar, you know?
Damn. Damn. That's great.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Come on, that's a good tip right there. Hang some red tree bulbs on your weed plants outdoors.
Oh, they do that, though. She legally get it. She got her life.
Oh, yeah, I'm legit. I'm legal. I can pop all that.
How you doing?
Y'all have that new cartoon that just came out.
We got Rio?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got
it.
Yeah, I want that one. Yeah. I got Thor.
Oh, you got new material?
Uh-huh.
I'll give you 5-3 for 10.
Huh?
I'll give 5-3 for 10.
I
didn't beat that.
What's
I said, if 5 a piece, I'll give you 3 for 10.
Okay.
Okay. Right on up. Oh, excuse me, people. You know, I'm glad I'm mighty willing and dealing, you know.
Y'all already know. Got your grind on.
Got to get the grind on.
Okay, Rio. The
doing the hustle.
And Thor. I caught Thor.
Okay. Also got Faster and Furious. Got 5.
Do you have my dear? New one that just came out?
Yeah, I got that one.
Dear, yeah, you know you got to have that one.
Cartoon.
No, I have all of them.
Okay.
Rio.
How much are they all going for?
All right. I'm going to give you my card and everything in case there's any problems.
Do you get yours off the computer?
I just get them off of people, just other people. I don't have time to be shipping them.
Oh, you get them off other people. How do you know it's
clear? I mean, because I watch them before, you know what I'm saying, before I sell them, though. I do watch them. I got a reliable call.
Okay. Rio, Thor.
Uh-huh. And then flip it on the other side. That's
oh, you have to flip it over?
Legit.
That's how to kick it.
Bootlegger.
There you go. That's my
bootlegger here.
Uh-huh. All right, here. What you say, Evelyn?
Oh, I was saying you, a legitimate bootlegger here, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm not bootlegger. See, what I am doing. Is I'm doing outside promotions. I'm doing outside promotions for the entertainment industry.
There you go. That's how you do it.
I am. Yeah. You know, if you got a license, I got a license for retail. So retail sales is. I mean, I'm selling cases. I just get
there
a movie
you
away. You know what I'm saying? I just. That's all they want to buy some protectors for their DVDs at the house. And they come and they buy some protectors. I give them some free media to put into their protectors.
There you go. Yes, that's how it works.
Oh, you know, it only costs them $10. You know what
promo,
I mean?
Promo.
Cheap protectors. I'm selling protectors, people. You know, you need protectors out there, y'all. I'll have to email me.
What are we protecting here? Really?
And they come with free media. You know what I'm saying? You buy the protector, you get free media.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll buy that for $1.
You just so happen to get a choice, you know? You just so happen to get a choice. I like that.
Right.
You know?
This is better than the dollar store, right?
fact, if you hear Florida, Florida residents only, you get a choice. Everybody else, I just got to send you what the fuck I send you. You know what I'm saying? Where's the stuff free?
Take your chances.
But hey, you can send me suggestions of what to do with
life. Make sure to put that business card in there. Don't forget.
Hey, I've watched goddamn court TV enough, you know what I'm saying, to know all in the motherfucking words. It ain't about what you say, it's how you say it.
Or they can find you at WW what?
That shit real focused. You can get away with it.
Bilateral radio what?
.com. www.
Guaranteed to look at it again.
Trilateralradio.com.
Gotta use the VIP minutes, man, wisely.
Oh, well, we got a couple more minutes. We're good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, this 420 was kind of sucked, you know what I'm saying? Actually, the last 420
you can
sucked.
Make up for it.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm planning something real big. So next year, 2012, 420, it's supposed to be the end of the world. Well, bitch, it's going to be, because I'm going to burn this motherfucker up, goddamn.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
My hands been in it too much.
The end of the world.
Hey, so I'm going to pop off now. Everything has been just
every
popping into place.
Every time I see you, Brian, I'm getting some cash for some sort.
Can you handle it, people?
What it is, dog, but every time, that's why I be, like, man, where you at? Where you doing? I really wanted to get that extra grip.
You feel like,
I ain't using you wrong, nigga.
Nah, hell no.
I'm going to smoke with you. I'm going to chill with you. I'm always be a good friend.
No,
but I appreciate the comeback. I'm just letting you know how you don't get
it,
to me. But every time I see you, some money come my way, some kind of way, dog. Straight up. I told you what
you
I got.
You got any more nutty news going on here?
Oh, my bad. What'd you say? We all in the hood conversation right now.
I need to get my nutty on as usual, man. I've been missing it. My daily nut ain't getting it.
Oh, well, let me give you some nutty news there. That'll work.
You started out in Seattle. Come on now. We got to end somewhere else.
Y'all shit ain't funny. Y'all shit all serious news.
Hey, we get to grow 99 plants if we want to. All right. Sounds good to me.
Y'all rarely make the nutty news, but y'all make it, but. All right, this Nutty News is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world.
Yeah.
That's the world.
Where's Cyanide when you need him, huh?
Yeah, he's dragging on out for you. I got to the Netherlands, man. Shout out to fucking legalized smoking for all y'all motherfuckers that can legally smoke. Shout out to Michael Bazin for being an advocate of legalizing marijuana. You know, he said it on national radio. I don't understand why they ain't legalized the shit yet.
You talking about that nigga Michael Bazin from Detroit?
Oh, Michael Bazin on the radio.
Okay. I just
pronounced
it.
Bazin.
I mean, it's
kind of
weird.
Yeah, they be getting into some shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
I'm waiting to get my nut.
You're having technical difficulties with the Nutty News today.
I hear you. I can't. In the chat room.
Might be tomorrow. It might be Nutty News tomorrow.
I got some Nutty News for you. Today,
his
secretary got caught fucking one too.
Again?
Yeah, dog. I'm there. It was like on some low type shit.
That's a grown man or a woman though. That ain't nothing. Shit.
It was funny to see though, because he was old as hell. That young nigga must need some cash. He's trying to break for him.
No. Nutty news of the day. Student gets caught pounding
old
librarian. I mean, a gilf. Grandma, he must have loved the fuck. Because, yeah.
Granny had cash or something, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigga was younger than me.
Wow. All right. Well, how about man call 911 to make a beer run? Hello? Hey.
911.
Oh, what happened?
Hello?
What happened?
Come on, find me. I'll help you, please.
Oh, I thought you fell out. Hello?
This is 911. Help.
Oh, yeah. Police in Connecticut said a man who called 911 three times and then asked emergency responders to make a beer run and was charged with misuse of 911. Bridgeport Police Raymond Roberg, 65, called 911 three times and told emergency responders he would pay them to go buy him some beer. Yeah. Sales of beer, wine, and liquor are banned on Sundays in Connecticut.
Wow.
Not, boy, you lucky I ain't got my award set up. You lucky. This is Chicago.
Yeah.
This is how you're supposed to discipline your kids, goddammit. I'm all for this. No breakfast for kids because they wore the wrong shoes. I'm all for that.
Okay.
Goddammit. That means pay attention to detail. Shit. Boy, don't be putting on the little girl's shoes. All right. Wow. Chicago Public Schools is apologizing to a Chicago mother and her two young sons, ages 5 and 6, after they were denied breakfast because they came to school wearing the wrong kind of shoe.
Fuck it.
Wow.
The Nicholson brothers only grab a quick snack before heading to class because they qualify for a full free breakfast at Adam Powell Grade School. It's something they look forward to every day. And it hurt when they were recently turned away. They were wearing black athletic shoes. The boys told their mom that the assistant principal, Angela Piegler, y'all can write that old crazy bitch, wouldn't let them eat because their shoes didn't fit the school uniform, which calls for a regular black dress shoe. What if the kids had something wrong with the feet?
They're ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, what if they buy fucking dress shoes? You go, boy, that's some bullshit. Yeah.
What if they only got that? They can only afford what they have, what they're wearing. That's all they have, really, now.
We're going to skip that one. That happened.
My daughter lost her math book somewhere. She left it over at my sister's, we think. And she asked the teacher, could I borrow a math book until I've lost one? He goes, no, you can't.
Right.
That was the end of it. So she left, walked out, and called me. That was yesterday. This is what teaching's come to.
Well, this is what weddings have come to. Last but not least, in Woodbury, New Jersey, a couple robbed a bank to pay for the wedding. Yeah. Two Southern New Jersey residents who robbed a bank last year to pay for the wedding trip to Las Vegas are now headed to state prison. 28-year-old Charles B. Koch of Stratford and 27-year-old Sherry Harper of Malaga both received 7-year terms. They must serve 85% of the sentences before becoming eligible for parole, and they also were ordered to pay $7,600 in overall restitution to the bank in Franklin Township they admitted robbing. Harper told authorities she entered the bank with a concealed knife, while Koch claimed to have a bomb. Y'all some fucking body and quiet motherfuckers. What y'all is? Fucking body and quiet. Yeah. Well, make sure y'all check us out, www.trilateralradio.com. Thank y'all.